Sports Talk 99.1 FM, 1500 AM, KPGM. Final segment of Green Country Kickoff on this Friday evening, week number one. We got Tim Bart, Chris Rivard back in here with us for our pick segment, which will be the last segment of the program the rest of the 2018 season. Last week was 0 week. Also, I lost the sheet on which games they picked. So I decided, and I mentioned this before we started recording this, that I don't have much power in the world, but I will make the power that this will be the first official week. So I'm going to write this down and put it on the bulletin board, and now the picks will become official. So 0 week was practice, which I think is good news for Coach Rivard.
It's awful for me.
Yeah, Coach Bart, I think, did better than
Coach
Rivard.
Just a scrimmage.
Who has a 0 week anyway? Back when we were coaching,
yeah,
we have 0 week.
That's what I decided. It was 0 week. It doesn't matter.
It's a scrimmage.
So it's week one now. So we're going to go over our picks, and we'll just let's start with we'll start with some kind of underling game. Let's start with Copan Wesleyan Christian, the new co-op, against Wilson Henrietta. It's Copan's first home game since November the 4th of 2016.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yep.
This game here is definitely hard to pick because my understanding, they've got about 9 from each school, which is a good thing. They're being allowed to play for both schools. If not, they'd probably have to cancel the season. So, but I really don't know what they have or where they're at, and not very many people have probably ever been to Wilson Henrietta. But so I'm going to take Copan and Wesleyan Christian in the co-op in the first week.
I think I'm going to go with Coach Bart on this one. I think it is great that those kids are getting to play. Don't know anything about Wilson, Henrietta. Matter of fact, never even heard of them. So I'm going to go with the home team here, which is the Copan Hornets and the Westland
Christian Mustangs.
Yeah, yes.
And they are.
Is that different than just a Mustang?
I don't think so. This game is being played in Copan, which I think I mentioned. They're playing half their home games at each team's stadium. So, anyway, that game in Copan. Next one we'll pick is a little Osage-Nowata County rivalry, I guess. Pawhuska is going to Oklahoma Union tonight. We'll have that game right here on 99.1 KPGM. Both those teams 0-1. Pawhuska lost by 16 last week to Kellyville. Oklahoma Union fell by 21 at Noah.
I'm taking the Pawhuska Huskies. I think Coach Hennessy will get his first win as the head coach of Pawhuska. I think it'll be a tight game going into it. I don't think last week has any really indication of how their season's going to go, but I'm taking Pawhuska.
I tend to agree with Coach Bart here. That's the Coach Hennessy is going to get his first win this week against Oklahoma Union. I think Oklahoma Union's still going to be a solid football team, though. I think they'll be good, but I don't – the Pawhuska Huskies, they played Kellyville pretty tough for a long period of that game. So, it's going to be good for them. Those kids are going to get their big win, and Coach Hennessy is going to get his big first win at Pawhuska. So we'll see what happens.
Barnsdall at the Class A defending state champion Afton tonight. Now, Barnsdall, of course, beat Caney Valley big time last week, 50-14. Afton, I think, loses like 20 of their 22 starters from a season ago and lost their head coach. It's a completely different program almost. Barnsdall at Afton tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Afton was unbelievable last year. Had a quarterback that ended up going to
Emporia
State. Yeah. Great kid, great quarterback, but they've lost a lot of kids and losing their head coach to Miami, that kind of hurts them. And, Barnsdall's for real. I watched them 7-on-7, and Coach Swinney does an unbelievable job. So I'm going to go with the Panthers.
I agree. I think that Afton just lost so many athletes after a great team that they had. But I think that Barnsdall, last week they played really well, and I think they're going to have a great season. So I'm picking Barnsdall Panthers.
Well, the Sunflower State going to kick off high school football tonight as well. They, in fact, Kansas has really revamped the way they've done their high school football, if you did not know, by the way. They only have 8 games scheduled. Everyone's going to play a 9th game. That'll be the first week of the playoffs. Now they've expanded their districts. But anyway, Caney, Kansas, which is always a formidable foe, the Bullpups are going to host the Cherryvale Chargers tonight. So head coach Chris Davis gets a home opener. And who do we have in that one?
Yeah, Coach Davis, he's always got his kids ready to play, especially for the first game. I've talked to several people up there. They said that they feel pretty confident their O-line this year is pretty good. And so I'm going to go with the Kenny Bullpups here.
I think I'm going to do the same. I don't know a lot about Cherryville, if what they have coming back or coming off their season last year, but I know that Kaney has some athletes this year, and any indication if their basketball kids are playing. And I know Coach Davis is always solid, so I'm going to take him, Kaney, as well.
So far, everyone's picked the same, if you didn't know. I'm just updating you on that. Okay, so here we go. Let's go to Owosso next. The Rams, quite honestly, got kind of lucky last week. The starting quarterback for Bentonville West got injured. Owosso was down double digits and came back and won in the fourth quarter, and they've got a game at Fayetteville now. They play their second straight Arkansas team, this time on the road.
Yeah, it's hard to go against the defending state championship and hard to go against a blankenship. I don't know a lot about Fayetteville. So I'm going to go with the Rams here.
Well, you know, Coach Blankenship won the state championship at Fayetteville, and then he turned around and left at Owosso. So he's won two in a row. You know, they're playing at Fayetteville. I'm taking Fayetteville in the upset.
Finally. Finally, some disagreements. Okay. Let's see. Let's do we'll do Bartlesville next. Bartlesville, of course, opening up a new era of Bruin football. Everyone's very excited about first-year head coach Lee Blankenship, and the Bruins open up with a pretty tough one at Claremore. It's a good 5A club in a really tough district, 5A District 4 down there with Collinsville and Tahlequah and Skiatook, and they got a lot of returning starters back on offense, not so many on defense. It's Bartlesville at Claremore tonight.
Yeah, Claremore, they really they're kind of shaky offensively. I don't think Coach Hurt knows what he has yet. But likewise, Bartlesville offensively have struggled. Defense usually comes around quicker than offense. You know, that's just the facts of it. And I think Bartlesville's defense is pretty solid. I know he's going with Noah Sunday at quarterback, and, you know, DeAndre Young's always tough to bring down. I think this is a great matchup, actually. But I'm going to take the Bruins.
Yeah, I agree with Coach Bart. I think this is going to be a great matchup. It's a test for both teams, kind of see where they're at. I don't coach Blankenship. He's got the Bruins fired up. I mean, matter of fact, he's got me fired up. Kind of makes me want to go out there and put the pads back on every time I read something about him or hear him talk or something. So, great motivator. Those kids are going to be ready to play tonight. There's no doubt about it. They're going to be fired up, ready to go. But they're taking on a well-coached football team in Jay Hurt. Jay Hurt, you know, been around for many years and won a lot of football games, knows what he's doing, and always has his kids ready to play. So it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a close game. I think it's going to come down to late in the fourth quarter, kind of maybe who's in shape here and who's going to end up having the best athletes here. So I'm going to go with the Bruins, though. I really am. I'm going to pick them on the road, beating the Claremore Zebras.
And then the big one we have tonight, the now coined battle for the Adam Hooper Trophy up there in Dewey, as Dewey going to host the Nowata Ironmen. A couple of losing streaks dating back to last season. Obviously, Nowata didn't win a game last year. Dewey did fall to Adair pretty handily in their opening ball game of the season during the 0 week. This is Nowata's season opener. Dewey hosting Nowata tonight.
You know, I'm going to pick Dewey. It's at home. They did play a game last week. I know they got blown out, but I think actual getting game experience is going to help them. And I don't think we know yet what Coach Craig has at Nowata, if they're going to rebound after, you know, an 0-for season. So I think I'm going to take the Bulldoggers.
Yeah, I had the seniors over this morning at my house for breakfast. And, you know, I told them, I said, they don't have a choice but to win tonight. Being that I have two dinners bet on this game, they better win. So,
and now your pick, I think.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And they're my pick. You know, what's, I think last week's game, they took it on the chin pretty hard to Adair, which, of course, everybody knows Adair's a good football team. But I think the one thing that the Bulldogs are going to take out of that game is a lot of experience and a lot of conditioning, too. And that's going to help them out late in the fourth quarter. And or late in the second half, really anytime, it's going to help them out this week. And you know, and also that experience for them, I think that's going to kind of push them over the edge to get the win tonight. So You know, obviously I'm going to pick the Bulldoggers. I think they're going to win this game. I think they're going to keep the trophy.
And then I was going to do college, but of course Oklahoma State won last night. And because maybe we can get into just straight up picks once Big 12 starts. But for the time being, going forward for non-conference, we'll pick against the spread. So OU, we'll do OU tomorrow, and that'll be it for college. They are giving 21 even, I beg your pardon. So OU is a 3-touchdown favorite tomorrow at home against against the Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic, Lane Kiffin's club, coming to Norman, and they're 21-point underdog against the spread. What do you think, guys?
I'm taking OU. Give the points. It's early. We've lost Baker. But I think Murray's ready. I think he's such a great athlete that, and I think defensively the Sooners are going to be really good. So I'm taking the Sooners.
I'm taking the Sooners too. I think Kyler Murray is an athlete. If he can pull the ball down at any time and take it the distance, so he's a stud. There's no doubt about it. And I'm also taking the Sooners because I can't stand the Flying Kiffins. So you know, hopefully he'll come to Norman and they'll shut him up for a while and. You know, maybe he'll get back on the Alabama bandwagon.
All right, there you go. Tim Bart, Chris Revard with our weekly pick segment. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.